I told you it's a new Music Alert Tuesday. It is a new Music Alert Tuesday. And with that in mind, many of you are aware of the fact that Yoeli Duppelt, whose name is spelled D-O-P-P-E-L-T, if you're searching your music databases or where your Jewish music comes from, is joining us live via telephone today to discuss his brand new album. He's got a whole bunch of a phenomenal material on a collection entitled Shiru Shiru, and we get a chance to speak with him next. Yoeli Duppelt is going to join us next at JM and the AM. In fact, we're going to start off this conversation with the brand new song, Mi Amalel, which seems to be the single so far off of the brand new album. New Music Alert Tuesday here at JM in the AM.
Hashem, Hashem, Sifasai Tiftoch. Hashem, Hashem, Sifasai Tiftoch. Ufi Yagid, Tehilo Secho. Hashem, Hashem, Sifasai Tiftoch. Hashem, Hashem, Sifasai Tiftoch. Ufi Yagid, Tehilo Secho. Hashem, Hashem, Sifasai Tiftoch. Hashem, Hashem, Sifasai Tiftoch. Ufi Yagid, Tehilo Secho. Hashem Hashem Sivasai Tiftoch Hashem Hashem Sivasai Tiftoch Ufi Yagid Tehilo Secho.
Mi Amalel, Mi Amalel, Gvuras Hashem, Yashmia Kol Tehilason. Mi Amalel, Mi Amalel, Mi Amalel, Gvuras Hashem, Yashmia Kol Tehilason. Mi Amalel, Mi Amalel, Mi Amalel, Gvuras Hashem, Yashmia Kol Tehilason. Mi Amalel, Mi Amalel, Mi Amalel, Gvuras Hashem, Yashmia Kol Tehilason. Hashem, Hashem, Sivasai Tiftoch. Hashem, Hashem, Sivasai Tiftoch. Ufi Yagid Tehilasecho. Hashem, Hashem, Sivasai Tiftoch. Hashem, Hashem, Sivasai Tiftoch. Ufi Yagid Tehilasecho. Hashem Hashem Sivasai Tiftoch Hashem Hashem Sivasai Tiftoch Ufi Yagid Tehilo Secho. Hashem Hashem Sivasai Tiftoch Hashem Hashem Sivasai Tiftoch Ufi Yagid Tehilo Secho. Can help me sing and praise your holy name. Only you, who formed my
can move my heart to cling to you in prayer. Only you, who made my voice a created song, can help me sing and praise your holy name. Only you, who formed my soul and gave me words, can move my heart to cling to you in prayer.
J.M. in the A.M. Brand new Yaeli Duppelt here at J.M. in the A.M. Album is called Shiru Shiru. Song is called Mi Malel. Yaeli Duppelt, a pleasure to welcome you to J.M. in the A.M.
Good morning, Nachum.
Do you know how many things are on your resume? Do you know how many things are in the short bio about you that were that was sent to me in advance of this conversation? Are you ready for this? I guess you're familiar with it already.
Yeah, I read it.
Yaeli lives in Borough Park. He's on the staff at the Chabura of Brooklyn. I have no idea what that is, but hopefully he'll tell us. He also operates his own business. He and his family lived in Yerushalayim for 15 years. Was a very popular Rebbe at Kesher. Founder and owner of Yaeli's Catering and Takeout near the Mir in Beis Yisrael. Does that still exist?
Oh, yes, sure.
That's pretty good. I guess the test of time he has passed when, in regard to his catering business. Anybody who studied in Israel between 2002 and 2016 have probably eaten at Yaeli's open to the public Shabbos table in the Shmuel Hanavi neighborhood of Yerushalayim. He does find time to sit at the piano. Apparently he plays saxophone as well. And Shiru Shiru is a dynamic selection. Of course, it's the title track. Or Shiru Shiru is the name of the album. Is a dynamic selection of heartfelt compositions by Yaeli that tend to touch the listener's soul in a calming yet thought-provoking way. Someone who writes the music that you write has to have lived in Yerushalayim for some length of time, no?
That's a good point, actually.
An American kid, and look, I know we have plenty of great composers who don't spend much time in Israel, but I would think that someone like yourself, with the interaction that was described that you had with so many people and so many parts of the community in Yerushalayim, that had to have had a major effect on your songwriting ability.
Oh, you bet. Many years ago, like I'd say 20 years ago until about until I moved, there was certain Friday nights that we went almost till dawn with groups of 20, 30 guys just singing songs through the night. And then discussing the songs in between, as you can imagine. So for sure, for sure.
So that's a
thousands of hours.
That's a long Friday night oneg, to say the least.
Yeah.
For the guys who are worrying about getting to Shacharis on time, you were not a great help, but certainly.
Well, they didn't have to wake up.
That's a good
point.
Were
still up.
Spiritually, you were a tremendous help, I'm sure. And there's something in general about the Thursday night kumzitz. You just mentioned the Friday night oneg, the Matzei Shabbos Mlava Malka. Again, everybody knows how great it is, no matter where you are on this planet. But when you're in Yerushalayim, the music and the words that you're singing bring you to a much different place. Don't you feel that as you get to later in the week in the holy city of Jerusalem?
Yeah. Well, the tachlis, like, you know, the point of this whole our existence as human beings is for connection, right? The words, the world will be full of Dea, the holy forum, right, is connection. And there's no greater place to connect with yourself, Hashem, and others, like you, Yerushalayim, obviously. So it gives you a huge advantage, yes.
Do you get a chance to get back there, or once you left on somewhat of a semi-permanent basis in the mid-teens, has it been difficult for you to get back and forth to the Holy City?
Well, for the first few years, until COVID hit, I was flying 10 times a year.
Nice.
And then, yeah, then COVID kind of like showed me that I have to hand over the mantle of leadership there. Right. And then never got back into flying. So, but I'm looking forward to flying very soon, hopefully for musical performances.
Ezrat Hashem. Yaeli Duppelt is with us. Brand new album, New Music Alert Tuesday. So tell me about this Mi Malel. I mean, I don't know what your songwriting system is. I don't know if there are words that you were inspired by and felt it had to have some type of great musical accompaniment. I don't know if you have tunes in your head that you search for lyrics for. Tell us about this title track to the brand, not title track, but certainly first single from the brand new album.
Okay, can I say something before I talk about that?
Sure.
I would want to point out that I feel like that adult riding on the back of a fire truck, finally, and that's the analogy that is that I'm speaking to you on your radio show. I grew up listening to you, and now I'm 42 years old, and like I feel like that little kid that got his dream. So,
well, I appreciate okay, that. That's a good feeling, knowing I can make dreams come true. Thank you.
Now about the songwriting process. Yeah. So the process has been, you know, life is about the journey more than the destination itself. Otherwise, right. Life passes you by.
Right.
So I set aside time. I realized a few years ago that life is going by too quickly with all the responsibilities and hecticness of life. And I started setting aside time daily. In my office, in both my offices, I have a piano, not an electric one, like a real acoustic piano.
Right.
And I started setting aside time daily with certain set times and reminders to sit at the piano for like 10 minutes or 20 minutes. And I have a chavrusa, like a real partner in music who came to my house in the evenings every day. And we played for 20 minutes. He sat on the drums.
Someone would have heard of or a friend?
No. A good friend of mine who's a drummer,
nice.
A hobbyist,
right.
Just like I was. And, I mean, people who live in Borough Park know who he is because he has a very popular store called 1982 Coffee Roasters. And,
oh, I know his name that is place on New Utrecht and 54th?
Yeah. So the owner there, his name is Yoeli Lebowitz, also a Yoeli. And he was also born in 1982 like I was. That's why he named the store 1982.
I wondered about that. I had a meeting there. We were wondering about the name. That's so funny.
There you go. I'm glad I clarified that one.
Clarified you. And you revealed one of the great secrets of Brooklyn.
So we had a what we call a kvius every day. Besides from when one of us was out of town, we would meet, and we called it connection. To stop what you're doing and play music requires a certain amount of focus and being present in the moment. And we played every day, and I would sit with we'd sit with inner ear monitoring, and I would play the piano and sing, and he would drum, and we would just go through old music, new music, and play daily. But the songwriting process, getting back to it, was I would constantly jot down words that spoke to me, whether they were ideas for English songs. There are three English songs on this album out of 11. One of a country style song.
Right.
Another one about Chesed organizations in Klal Yisrael, and the third one is an actual translation of Nishke Daiget Yidden by Yossi Green and Avram Fried, and it's entitled "Don't You Worry Yidelach." But yeah, so it's being received very well, and even Yossi Green seems to like it a lot. That's what he told me.
Well, I could see him enjoying an original adaptation of his work. I mean, if anybody would appreciate it would be him. Yeah. Yoeli Doppold is with us live via telephone. So one second. These sessions that you just described and the songwriting that comes from it, whether it's done privately or with your musical chavrusa, I'd have to imagine some of these sessions go really quickly and well, and others are painstaking, right? There's some days where the music's flowing and others where, you know, you wonder why you even gathered together, correct?
Yes, the songwriting process needs a lot of patience. So sometimes you get lucky and a song writes itself really quickly, and sometimes it's years before you're satisfied with whether it's the high part or the low part or the words. So I wasn't rushing. Like I said, I was appreciating the journey, and I've been on the journey with Yochi Briskman for the last few years, and he understood the process, and he didn't rush me. And I sent him hundreds, I don't know the exact number, I can probably count it digitally, you know, if I go through my digital files,
right.
Hundreds of songs. And he would, we would rate them and say, okay, this is for another time, or this needs work, or this is a slam dunk, so put it in this pile. And eventually, you know, a few songs at a time were sent to Moshe Laufer. And that process was a lot of fun as well, like getting through those arrangements and making all the decisions about, you know, what the song is going to feel like.
Well, not just that, you're dealing with some of the legendary people in Jewish music, meaning that, you know, as you go through the process, you have the confidence that these steps are going well because you have it in good hands.
100%. I would have not trusted my own judgment when it came to the song selections. But I knew that Yochi, besides for being like one of the best, most sensitive ears I've ever encountered, he also is an outside perspective who's a professional, a producer. And I also learned what a producer means. You know, a producer is like a contractor.
Right. As it relates to the business world. Yaeli Doppold is with us live via telephone. All right, we have so much to talk about, and you're, thank God, very eloquent when you talk about this whole process and what you've been through in order to get this release to the public. But I would like to get to more of the musical selections. Everybody, you mentioned the song, what did you call it? You called it Don't You Worry. What was the extension? Don't You Worry.
Oh, Don't You Worry, Yidelach.
Don't You Worry, Yidelach. I love it. Can we do that one? Would you mind?
Oh, sure. It's the last track on the album.
Don't You Worry, Yidelach. It's brand new from Yaeli Doppold. This is the song, one of the three English selections he was alluding to, that's part of this amazing collection entitled Shiru Shiru. It is a new Music Alert Tuesday at JM in the AM.
I had a dream the other night in the Beis Hamikdash. What a glorious sight! Kohanim are bringing up karbonos, Levim are singing Shir Hamalos. Moshe Rabbeinu is learning with the Avos. The Sanhedrin seated for a din Torah. Aharoi Nakoyen lighting the menorah. And then I saw a beautiful sight, a shining face with a godly light, his head adorned with a crown of gold. And then I'm told that is the Melech HaMashiach who just arrived. Surrounded by the crowd, and his voice is heard so strong and proud. And in my sleep, I begin to cry out loud. Oh. In my dream, I did behold, I'm at the gates of the city of gold. She whispered to me, welcome, my child, and through her tears, oh, how she smiled. It has been a rough and bitter exile. Although you have weathered many stormy days, sweet, sweet child of mine, you have aged with such grace. Then a commotion before my eyes,
the Creator descending from the skies. The angels cried out and declared, the greatest wedding has been prepared. How we long, they long for His beloved bride, His cloud Yisrael. Tzaddikim dancing with the chosen, they're setting up the feast of the Levyasim. And in my sleep, I begin to cry out loud. Oh, don't you worry, Idalach, this won't be a dream for very long. In just another moment, we'll fill the streets with dancing and with song. With joy in our hearts, this is a new start.
In the AM with Yaeli Doppelt, the brand new album Shiru Shiru, Don't You Worry Yidalach. That is the translation of Nisht Gedai Gid Yidin, if you're familiar with that incredible classic of yesteryear. It's a new music alert Tuesday with Yaeli with us live via telephone. I gotta tell you something, sir. That's the first time I heard the song. And it is not easy to create a really good, fun, accurate translation to a song, you know, done in Yiddish. That's number one. And secondly, the pace of the, you know, of the words is perfect. It all fits in so well. But lastly, I got to tell you, if you're familiar with the Freed version, this is not lost on you or anybody else. You went out of your way to get as many of the nuances that he has on the original into this selection. Am I right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Because there's certain things that, you know, he included in that song that are just so him. And frankly, you know, why not? You went ahead and tried to duplicate, you know, what all the different hooks and the nuances that made that song special.
Yeah, not just that. Moshe Laufer did the original arrangements 35 years ago when it was first released.
Right.
And he was thrilled to get a do-over.
Did he like this arrangement even better?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I can say that out loud, but yes, he was.
Wow, and we're talking about somebody who, you know, we would think wouldn't regret anything he did musically. That's interesting.
Yeah, well, it was updated. Right. The fast part, the disco and oompa, is a little bit more energetic and a little bit tighter than the original because, you know, music evolved over the years.
Right.
And I'm sure so has he.
Oh, I get it. Believe you me. Yaeli Doppelt is with us live via telephone. By the way, where do people get the album? You know, I said before, make sure you know how to spell your name, etc., which we'll remind everybody about. But, you know, what platforms are featuring you at this point? How is this being distributed?
At this point, it's on every single streaming platform.
There you go.
And for those who buy USBs, Or downloads, it's on Mostly Music because Derek is the one distributing it, and they put it in. I guess they know where Jewish music is sold, whether it's at the checkout at the grocery or in farm stores, and obviously the music records.
USB and downloads. You could head to your local store that carries the Mostly Music distributed items. I think most people in this audience know where those are. The neighborhoods that prefer that medium. And obviously, as you heard Yaeli Doppelt just mention, Doppelt, by the way, Doppelt. As you heard him mention, you'll find it on all the streaming platforms. I'm assuming that means both the Jewish ones and the general ones that are featuring Jewish music. And enjoy it. And as you heard from what we just heard, lots of great material to enjoy. Yaeli's with us live via telephone. He's here in the U.S. We discussed his stay in Jerusalem for multiple years, talking about 15 years or so, and the effect that all of that had on his Jewish music abilities. Give us another song. We have time probably for another two. We'll save one for our closing. Give us another song, Yaya, that you want to feature this morning on our New Music Alert Tuesday.
Oh, let's do a real feel-good one. And that would be track number 6, One Nation, One Soul. Also an English song. This one was actually arranged by Lee Riegler of the Old City.
Wow.
The legendary Lee Riegler.
He's amazing.
And it's about Klal Yisrael, about the Chesed organizations that we have, and about our unity and how we'll always unite. And the end of the song, obviously after the events that happened, the tragic events of last year, I added a bridge and a second chorus, which reflects of how we'll only unite more the more adversary we encounter.
Amazing. It's called One Nation, One Soul. It's one of the brand new songs off of the Shiru collection released by Yoeli Dupolt, as you heard, distributed by Aderet on all of these streaming platforms. And we get to feature it on this New Music Alert Tuesday right here at JM in the AM.
Trouble, we'll fundraise for you. We dig through the rubble to find a lost Jew. Stranded on the road, we are there with a patch. A kidney is failing, we'll find you a match. We'll help you along on that difficult ride. Becoming a parent and holding your child. With sirens a-screaming, we race toward your door. I am here for you, that's what brothers are for. We are millions of sisters and brothers. We are bound for all time to each other. For all eternity, we will always be one family, one nation, one soul. We are millions of sisters and brothers. We are bound for all time to each other. One soul. In the darkness we deliver boxes of food. Laid up in the hospital, we will lighten your mood. When you are in mourning, we'll bring you the chairs. You'll speak on the telephone with someone who cares. A fun summer camp for your special soul. Welcome hungry people, we'll serve you a bowl. We'll pay for Jewish schools for those who can't afford. We're always here for you, that's what brothers are for. We are millions of sisters and brothers. We are bound for all time to each other. For all eternity, we will always be one family, one nation, one soul. Sisters and brothers, we are bound for all time to each other. For all eternity, we will always be one family, one nation, one soul. Is no other nation out there in the world like your beloved Klal Yisrael, who scream Hashem Echad. You built the world of kindness and goodness filled with song. And your greatest joy is when your children get along. There are billions that try to divide us and extinguish that passion inside us. Yet together we will sing forever. Father in heaven, our King. There are billions that try to divide us and extinguish that passion inside us. Yet together we will sing, forever we will cling to our Father in heaven, our King. To our Father in heaven, our King. One family.
a.m. in the a.m. Yaeli, we do a lot of chesed. Jewish world does a lot of chesed. I love how you put it all together. And by the way, very upbeat for some causes, frankly, that are really sensitive and sometimes very sad. Very cool that you used a very upbeat tune to, you know, get those points across.
Yeah, this song took a long time to actually get it from concept to release. I'd say probably more than any of the other ones. I originally wrote these words as a slow ballad for another singer many years ago.
Who I would imagine so. That's a. I'm telling you, it's going to take time for people to get used to this.
It was a bold move, and I think it was part of Yochi's genius, because this was one song that after that singer didn't want to use it because he was looking for a completely different kind of words. I told Yochi, let's keep it for us, and he says, let's. And then over the next 2.5 years, I probably send him 30 or 40 different melodies and compositions for this. And he said, when I hear it, I'll know it. And then one day he heard it and knew it.
What have you written for other artists? Like, are there songs we'd be familiar with? And I apologize, I don't read the liner notes on everything, but are there songs that you're responsible for?
Not yet. I have some that are not yet been released. Several
that will be coming out.
Not released. Yes.
Oh, that's
yes.
Cool. That's actually really cool.
But my dream was, when I started this project, the primary purpose was setting aside time and then releasing an album, right, was that other singers will reach out to us and that I would be, you know, very privileged to write as many songs as I can for as many artists that reach out to me over time.
Well, we've heard so far this morning, one after the other, there's certainly plenty on now your musical resume after I went through your resume earlier. Speaking of which, since this is our final segment, let me ask you a couple of questions. It says Rebbe at Kesher. Now, I'm not familiar with that. Tell us about Kesher.
So Kesher was at one point one of the most prominent teens at risk programs in Israel.
In Jerusalem?
In Jerusalem, yes. Primarily for most of the years, right near the Tachan HaMerkazit in Jerusalem, the central bus station. And the whole movement of teenagers going to Israel kind of slowed down over the years, and that's why many of those programs folded in the mid-teens. So Kesher was around from 2004 till 2016.
And then it says, say it again, I'm sorry.
I said I was there all the way through from when it was founded in 2004 all the way till 2016.
Wow, kol hakavod. And as we said, it says you're a staff member at Chabura of Brooklyn again, and it says here Chabura with an H.org. People could look at that. I'm not familiar with that. Tell us about that.
So that is the Chabura. The Chabura is one of the what is being deemed now as the most successful post-Kirov program in the world.
Wow.
It started 11 years ago with a small group, one little apartment. The Eisha Torah graduates and Machon Yaakov and Machon Shlomo graduates needed somewhere to go back to if they didn't have a family support system. And a community, which has now grown to be quite large, has grown in the heart of Borough Park. Our headquarters are on 53rd and 17th Avenue, where we have a full community. They sent to the local schools in Miss Yaakov, and we're like a big family. And they have where to eat the siddurim and where to daven together. We're the only shul that has a kabbach minyan every Friday night, and it's a lovely place. A lot of energy. We learn in the early mornings and at night. You know, we meet daily, and so I'm on the website. It lists me as treasurer. So I guess that comes with some responsibility.
You get the easy job, right?
Yeah, right. I'm the bad guy who has to tell them we don't have enough money to spend on something.
Gosh. And where were you when you were in Israel? It was always at the Mir, or were you? You know,
no, I was in Kesher. I was in Kesher all those years on the side. I built the Yoli's catering brand from a small little stand in 2005 to multiple locations over the years, and today we're still very, very large wholesalers.
Amazing.
Where caterers and schools and all kinds of end users order bulk food from our commissary.
So your day has only a certain number of hours in it, but it's pretty full, it sounds like.
Yeah, because my main occupation is my rubbish removal and construction waste business that I operate. That's what I spend most of my time doing.
Boy, after what I saw in Yerushalayim last week, you'd have some real business over there. It's incredible how much construction is going on.
Yeah, but that business is only in Brooklyn and five boroughs.
Pretty cool.
But, yeah, one day maybe I'll expand to Jerusalem.
Well, I'm not suggesting that. I'm just saying that it's not just here that there's a lot of construction going on. It seems to be everywhere that the Jewish community, thank God, is expanding.
Yeah, thank God.
All right, how do we wrap up? We'll close out with which selection? Your choice, sir.
Okay, I assume the best would probably be the title track, Shiru Shiru. It's a Middle Eastern disco dance song.
That's how we're going to close things out, everybody. Yoeli Duppelt has a brand new album. It's called Shiru Shiru. And the entire collection available on all the streaming platforms that you are associated with. He's got all of them, so you have nothing to worry about. Go to any of the streaming platforms, and certainly if you prefer to have all of this on USB or get information about downloads, be in touch with our friends at Aderet. They are officially distributing the album at this point. Yoeli Duppelt's name is spelled, and I'm not insulting him, I'm just making sure that our listeners know how to search for him. Duppelt. Again, that's Yoeli, Yoeli, Duppelt, pronounced Yoeli Duppelt. The brand new album is entitled Shiru Shiru. What a delight to speak with you this morning. I wish you the best of luck with this and all of your efforts.
Thank you so, so much, Nahum.
I really hope that this goes well, because I think you have some great material. And as your producer would say, it's all about the songs. And I think in this case, you hit a home run with the song. So I guess you're way more than halfway there already.
Wow.
I know that that's always Yoichi's, that's his bottom line. That, with all the things that people think go into the recipe for success in this business, he always says, it's 90% the songs that you produce. As long as you produce music that people like, you have, your foot in the door, so to speak. So,
Go ahead. When it comes to Yoichi, a lot of it is actually bonding with the singer and bringing out the best of the singer.
Wow.
Yoichi, being the producer that is involved in every aspect of the project, the thing that he does that's so important, besides to help him polish his songs and choosing vibe, is recording the artist, where he has infinite patience to wait for the right tones and right warmth and everything that he's trying to bring out in that song from the singer. And I would say, if I had to pick from this whole journey, that was the most incredible part of the journey, being recorded by Yoichi and getting him to get me to sound like I did on this album.
Really cool. Has your phone been ringing for Chol HaMoed Sukkos yet, or are you still waiting?
Actually, there are some emails, so I can only be in one place at one time, so I'm looking forward to wherever the journey may take us.
Well, trust me, if I didn't like what I heard, I wouldn't have mentioned it, but I like what I heard, and I think that you certainly, with your personality, could be a great onstage performer, so I hope that works out for you if that's what you wish. Congratulations on the album, Yoeli Duppelt, and a pleasure to speak with you this morning here at JM in the AM.
Likewise, Nahum. Thank you so much again.
A new Music Alert Tuesday with Yoeli Duppelt. The song that we're going to wrap up this segment with is the title track, Shiru Shiru. You're listening to JM in the AM.
Goyim mes kvaidoy Bechol o'amim nifli o'isoy Godoy godoy Hashem Godoy Hashem Godoy Hashem Umhulol mi'ol Shiru 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 Hashem Shiru shiru kol o'oret Shiru 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 Hashem Shiru, 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 shiru
ספרו בגויים מסקוידוי בכל העמים נפלי היסוד כי כי גדול גדול השם גדול השם גדול השם ומהולל מאוי ספרו בגויים מסקוידוי בכל העמים נפלי היסוד כי גדול גדול השם Gadol Hashem, Gadol Hashem, Umhulol Me'oy. Shiru, shiru, shiru La Hashem. Shiru, shiru, Kol Oretz. Shiru, shiru, shiru La Hashem. Shiru, shiru, Kol Oretz. Shiru, shiru, shiru La Hashem. Shiru, shiru, Kol Oretz. Shiru, shiru, shiru. Shidu, 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 kol ha'odetz.